Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the past 2 weeks, I have been literally bombarded with emails. Literally, hundreds upon hundreds of emails from different companies trying to solicit my business. Right, I don't know if you've been out on the roads or been out in a large city recently, but advertisements for Black Friday are everywhere. And they just come pouring in, and it's overwhelming the amount of advertisements that we see. And if we're honest, it's not just Black Friday. It's not like we could just have like a one and done sort of day. But what happens is you get Black Friday, and then, you know, the day after they go, Black Friday deals extended. And so really it ends up being like Black Friday through Sunday, or Black Saturday, Black Sunday. And then, you know, you finally go, okay, it's over. And then Sunday night, Cyber Monday deals start tomorrow. And you go, why? I'll admit, there were a few things that caught my eye. But there was much, 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 much more that just wasn't even worth glancing at. And this whole thing with this Black Friday deal and, you know, what we experience after Thanksgiving, it teaches us something. First, it teaches us that Christmas season is finally begun. Everybody's in full swing. The decorations are out. People are buying. The roads are busy. Everything is in full gear. But it teaches us something else important, too. It teaches us that businesses want more business. And really, when we see people lined outside Best Buy or lined up in Walmart or Meijer or Target or wherever have you, it teaches us that people feel like they can use more. More. Because everyone feels like they could use more from time to time. And so in our epistle reading today, God challenges that idea. The idea that we need more. He challenges us with these words. You are not lacking in any gift. Now, this doesn't just apply to physical blessings. Don't think that this is one of those, you know, run-of-the-mill sermons against consumerism. That's not what we're doing here. We're talking about God's gifts. That is all of his gifts. Certainly, you know, the spiritual ones are included. Certainly, the physical ones are included. But this is all-encompassing. And so, the amount of toys you have, the technology you use, the car you drive, the land you farm, the friends that you associate with, they're gifts from God. And you know what? You already have all the gifts you need. Same thing applies to your abilities, to your person personally. Right? Your ability, so the skill set that God has given you. You know, your intellect, your emotions, your talents, those things that you just sort of happen to be predisposed to be good at. They're gifts from God. And you have every gift you need right now. And, you know, since we're here to learn and hear from God's word, of course, we have to talk about spiritual blessings. You know, you guys have Jesus Christ. You know the story. You know why we're celebrating Advent. It's the coming of Jesus. He is coming as a little baby to be a gift for you, to live a perfect life for you, and then to give that life up on the cross, to shed his blood for you, to die for you, to be raised back to life for you. He does it all for you so that your sins might be forgiven and you might have every spiritual gift given to you done. The truth is that you lack nothing. Whether it's physically or, you know, personally, according to what's in your mind and your body, whether it's, you know, according to the spiritual necessities that we have, you literally lack nothing. And so, you know, if we want to put it in a very, very succinct way, a very short way, our reading from 1 Corinthians tells us, you lack. That's the only thing you don't have enough of. You don't have enough deficit. To put it another way, if there's something you don't have, it means God knows you don't need it. Now, this thought sort of challenges everything that we're taught in our country. It challenges everything the world tells us. It challenges everything that, the nation tells us around Christmas time, is that we want. You know, we want this. We submit our Christmas lifts. We want that. You know, and we look at the things that God has given us, and we constantly go, you know, there's something better. There's something more. And the problem is that we convince ourselves, you know, we have all these wants, and so we convince ourselves that we want it so much that we need it. And the end result, especially around this time of year, is credit card debt, heartbreak. And then, you know, throughout the year, we get things like jealousy and depression. And it's all sort of the same sin, the sin of discontentment. It's just what we just confessed in the 10th commandment from the small catechism. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, workers, animals, you know, house, everything. The word covet. God gives us the 9th and 10th commandments to protect our contentment. That way we might not look at what somebody else has and go, God, you failed to provide it for me. Now, Scripture tells us plainly enough that we have every good thing. You know, we have texts like James 1 and 2 Peter 1, consequently, that tells us that every good gift comes down from God our Father. Every good thing. And that He gives us all things needful for our body and our soul. So the truth is that if God's Word says it so plainly, that God is giving us, and we already have everything, we can't really complain against that fact. We can't really sort of push back. If God says it, it has to be true. And so the problem and the challenge for our lives is that sometimes we feel as if we don't have enough. God has given us enough, but we feel like we don't have enough. And so what should we do when we feel like we're lacking? Well, I got a little story for you. You might remember a few months ago, my family and I, we weren't in church because we weren't here. We had a guest pastor preaching for us, and we were back in Michigan. My sister-in-law was throwing an engagement party, and so we packed up our clothes and all of our stuff, and we throw it into the car, and we're on our way to Michigan, and we felt prepared, right? We were ready to spend the whole weekend back with, you know, mom and dad, and it was great until we made it there. And we didn't forget anything. It's not like we sort of had that moment where we go, oh no, you know. No, instead, we step out of the car and it's cold. You know, the weather in Illinois was much, much, much warmer. And so when we get there and all we have is, you know, t-shirts and short sleeves, and then we realize that we're going to be at this outdoor party and the high is like 53 degrees that night, and we go, uh-oh. See, we needed pants. We needed sweatshirts or long sleeves. We were found lacking. And why were we lacking? It's because we were prepared for the wrong thing. We were getting ready for the wrong thing. But that's how life works. In our minds, we think that, you know, we need shorts and t-shirts. But really, we need pants and long sleeves. And we get frustrated, right? When we perceive that we don't have what we need, we get frustrated and we get angry and we start to pray and we go, God, what's the deal? Why? Why haven't you prepared me for this? Our perception is that we've done everything right. So what gives? But this is the thing. Is we prepare ourselves for the wrong thing. God is the one who has equipped you. He is the one who has given you all of your gifts, no matter which realm they're in, whether it's spiritual, whether it's according to your person, or whether it's your physical blessings, God gives you the gifts. And so if you think that your life's always going to give you what you want, or if you think that nothing bad is ever going to happen to you, or if you think that life is always going to be, you know, happy-go-lucky and the sunshine and daisies, you're not going to be properly equipped You're going to feel like you have lack. Because that's not what God has promised. You see, God has promised that He would provide you with everything you needed until the revealing of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so if you're looking, if you're preparing to be filled with a life of prosperity, you're going to be discontent. If you're preparing to escape all sickness and death, you're going to be discontent. If you're preparing to keep up with the Joneses, you're going to be discontent. Because God hasn't promised those things. He hasn't promised to give you everything that you want. He's promised to give you everything that He knows you need. On the other hand, though, if you're looking for Jesus' blessing, God has promised that. Because He did send His Son into this world to live alongside poor, miserable sinners like you and me. And He lives a perfect life. And He deserves every good thing under the sun, unlike you and me. But what does Jesus get? Nothing. He is the one who is found lacking. Why? Because He gives you His righteousness and He takes your sin. He gives you God's blessing and He takes God's wrath. In fact, even on the cross, He gives up His clothes, gives up His physical blessings, the things that He needs just to survive, and He hangs there naked and bloody and even giving out His blood so that you could have all that you need. And He is utterly emptied of everything He needs. If you're looking to be prepared for when Jesus comes to conquer sin and sickness and death, God has promised that. And that's what we look forward to in the resurrection. If you're looking forward to a time when you will have no more discontentment and you will recognize fully, 100%, that God has provided for you in ways that you couldn't even imagine, that time is coming too, when Jesus will do away with discontentment forever and will simply receive from God with joy and thanksgiving. But you know, as much as it's something that we're looking forward to, it's something that God is doing even now. And again, we'll turn back to our text. Our Lord Jesus Christ will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. See, God has promised to continually sustain you even today. And He does it through the Word. He's doing it even now as you hear this sermon on discontentment and you realize that God is a great provider. He does it for you when you remember your baptism, that He has given you all of the physical and spiritual blessings that you need, that you are connected to this Jesus Christ who so loved you. He's doing it as you receive the Lord's Supper in your mouth. Through these means, God declares you forgiven. And so you are. You are covered in this Jesus and His blood that was poured for you. Because, my friends, this day, and every day until Jesus comes again, you are lacking in lack. Because God is faithful. And He continually provides not everything you want, but everything you need. Body and soul, in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your contentment in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.